Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you in climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
Good morning, 5AM friends. Today is Thursday, April 4th, 2024, and this is Lisa Chinati calling in from Boston, Massachusetts. Yesterday was my monthly company meeting. It's the day when the entire company, both agents and staff, come together for 60 to 90 minutes, and I get their, hopefully, undivided attention. This was our first meeting since the proposed NAR settlement shook out, so everyone was maybe slightly more attentive than usual. I have been saying for a while that I believe a few things about what is currently happening. First, we've all known for a while that the real estate industry was due for a major disruption. I think most people have actually expected it to come much sooner than it did. Second, while I believe that the intended outcome may not be 100% good for consumers, and while there are things that I hope they will really dig into and change course on prior to making all of this official, I do believe that there is some good that will come out of this. I do believe that the consumer deserves a better experience. I believe that the consumer deserves a more experienced, more knowledgeable, and more professional salesperson. Somewhere along the way, I think that we lost sight of the fact that despite the fact that we don't sell houses, we sell an experience. What consumers pay us for, whether it's a seller client or a buyer client, is they pay us for the experience of what it's like to buy or sell with each of us as professionals. And truth be told, we each sell something slightly different. I sell my market knowledge and my ability to market. I sell my work ethic and the fact that I am a masterful bulldog when it comes to negotiations. I am sure that some of you will sell your connections to top industry professionals, your ability to find unique properties, or your deep understanding of a particular niche, maybe veterans or those downsizing to go into assisted living communities or something else. Truly, the list of things that you sell in your experience is limitless. The point is that we are all selling something, but I think we lost sight of that as an industry. I almost feel that saying we are salespeople has become a dirty word of sorts. But why? I challenge you to think about whether it could be one of the best things to come from the current disruption to the industry. I did a quick Google search. What are the skills that all professional salespeople need? Google popped up a list of 24 skills. And man, I read that list and it excites me to think about how this would not just elevate the industry, but would also elevate the consumer experience if we embraced these. So I thought this morning I would share my 8 favorite skills from this list of 24 created by Google, in no particular order. 1, active listening. Active listening ranks first among qualities consumers value most in sales reps. Sales reps tend to gain a reputation for talking rather than listening attentively. It makes sense to want to talk more because you need to convey the benefits of your product. But listening is of much higher importance when it comes to recognizing buyer needs. When a rep fails to actively listen, the prospect receives the following negative messages. The rep wants to close this deal ASAP so that he or she can move on to the next deal, or the salesperson requirements are greater than those of the potential customers. Second skill or trait is product knowledge. Deep, extensive product knowledge is the foundation of all effective sales pitches. This core skill equips you with the right answers when a customer asks a question about a particular product or service, as well as with the right solutions for when troubles arise. 3, collaboration. Sales collaboration is a team-based approach to sales in which teams work together to strategize, plan, and execute activities that lead to successful sales outcomes. 4. Emotional intelligence, or EQ. This allows you to understand how others are feeling and manage both your emotions and their emotions towards you. 5. Adaptability. Sales professionals often juggle multiple tasks and tight deadlines, necessitating adaptability. Being open to new ideas and solutions and competently handling unexpected situations is key. Calmly admitting when you don't have an answer and committing to follow-up is far more effective than guessing. 6. Critical thinking among sales reps can help them zero in on any customer challenges. Selling the solution is just the result of finding a path towards fixing the problem. They come up with innovative approaches to overcome objections and help clients. 7. Time management skills. This also includes responsiveness and reliability. Customers expect to hear back from salespeople in a timely manner, when they committed to get back to them and with what was agreed upon. The key is not to prioritize what's on your schedule, but to schedule your priorities. And finally, 8, curiosity. It reduces the tendency to judge and builds an attitude of inquisitiveness rather than one of criticism. It makes you want to dig deeper and find out the reason why, instead of simply condemning a decision that a prospect makes. A curious salesperson will develop a keen eye and keep watch on what would make someone change their mind or create opportunities for growth. So now that I'm closing in on my 5-minute window with all of you this morning, I hope that I've maybe given you some food for thought. Would it really be awful for our industry to be full of true professional salespeople? Would it be awful if consumers knew that when they hired their real estate sales professional, that they could ensure those 8 qualities would be present? And maybe a different way to think about it. How amazing would it be if you knew that on the other end of each and every transaction was another real estate sales professional who embodied all of those qualities, working towards the same goal that you're working towards achieving for your own client? See y'all back here tomorrow at 5 a.m.